counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
If you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's wonderful. It's Friday, and the sun's shining here. I'm hoping it's shining where your neck of the woods is as well. I have another great guest lined up this morning. In fact, I'm going to have two guests. That my first guest can only stay with me for the first hour because she's a very busy lady. And then William Taylor Ryle will be back with me for the second hour to talk about the Constitution and all the other good stuff he and I talk about on a routine basis. So listen, if you want to call into the conversation this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. You'll always have links to all of my guests' websites are up on mine, and so you'll be able to find them. If you don't remember what I say they are while the show's going on, always go to mine because that's where all the information is for all of them. So please do that. And I want to say hello to all of the little stations around the country that pick up the programming from Republic Broadcasting. And I also want to welcome KHFX 1140 AM that is in the Dallas area. And hello to everyone in that neck of the woods who are tuning in to hear these shows that are being broadcast, because we are redistributors of the truth here. And that is so critical because, listen, the truth is what is going to set you free. It is not going to be the lies. It never has been the lies. The lies just sound so wonderful, don't they, sometimes? But what they are in reality is just devices designed to enslave you. So on that note, I want to welcome my guest. My guest this morning is Terry Hall, and she has a website called TexasTurf.org, and she has been very instrumental in helping to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor that they were trying to put through. And she is going to tell us all about that and some of the other stuff that's going on. And I am real glad to have her on. I tried to have her on several months ago, but she's a busy lady. She has eight children, and she still finds time to fight back and be a freedom fighter. So we need more people like you, Terry. How you doing? Thanks for joining me.
I'm very good. Good to be with you this morning, Maggie.
Well, I'm glad you could, because I've been looking forward to talking to you for a real long time, Terry. Let's start off with what's the latest of what's going on down in Texas, and then maybe we could fill people in for those who don't understand what the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor was to have been. Maybe we can bring them up to speed on that, because I can tell you, Terry, I'm outside of Philadelphia, and most people have never heard of the Trans-Texas Corridor. Amazingly.
But I'll tell you what it is, because as you know, our governor, Rick Perry, has now thrown his hat in the ring to run for president. So you all need to know what his record is here in Texas. And boy, am I happy to tell you all about this globalist Agenda 21 pushing governor of ours. Well, let's start with the Trans-Texas Corridor first. This was going to be unlike any type of highway you've ever seen. That's why a lot of times it was referred to as the NAFTA Superhighway.
Okay.
It was going to be 4 football fields wide. That's 1,200 feet wide. Now, a fully built out, like, average interstate is about 400 feet wide. So, to give you an idea, that's 3 times the size of the average interstate highway. And that's why it was called Superhighway, because it wasn't going to be just auto lane, truck lane. It was going to be commuter rail, freight rail, telecommunications lines, pipelines of all sorts, utilities, power transmission lines, everything. was going to be put inside this corridor. And even worse than all this was called the biggest land grab in Texas history, because they were going to take 580,000 acres of private Texas property and hand it over to a foreign company to be the developer and essentially the owner and operator of this trans-Texas corridor for a half century in these public-private partnerships. And so it's going to bisect whole community, because think about it, if it's 1,200 feet wide and the developer only had to put in overpasses where it intersected current state highways or interstates, that means on one of the first corridors, which was going to be called T-35, it would only have 5 exits in the entire state of Texas. So if you're school kids on one side of this massive corridor, how would you even get the children to the other side if their school's on the other side of it? Because it's 1,200 feet to traverse it, and there's no overpass. So it literally was going to destroy Texas as we know it. And the first leg of this thing was going to displace 1 million people. 1 million people. Let that sink in for a minute. And the foreknown toll road side of this is really, really what did not sit well with Texas. And naturally, there was huge backlash to this. It was going to be in total a 4,000-mile network of toll roads that crisscrossed our state. They were all going to fall into the hands of these foreign companies. So you can imagine that the fighting spirit of Texans, that didn't sit well with them. So they fought back. We had record numbers, tens of thousands of Texans turned out at the public hearing against this massive superhighway called the Trans-Texas Corridor. And finally, after 3 legislative sessions this last June, it finally became law, and we have now repealed the Trans-Texas Corridor officially from state statute. And that is because of all of my fellow Texans and the grassroots that rose up against it. And it's a huge win for property rights and really for state sovereignty.
Well, this was just this past June that it was finally totally taken off the books?
That's right. Now, here's the other part of that story, though. As you can imagine, you're very well schooled in how our government works. And so, yes, they repealed the Trans-Texas Corridor and the big, huge pie in the
Terry, sky. Hang on, Terry, because that music is a cue. We're going to break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Everybody hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we will be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to join the conversation this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Terry Hall, and she is involved with a group called Texas. Her website is texasturf.org, and her group is called Texas Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. And boy, I'm telling you, we certainly need a lot of reformation to take place here in this nation because of what's been going on by these globalists who have been pushing an agenda to enslave us. So we could certainly use a great dose of freedom and a lot of reform to take place in this country. So, Terry, when we went to break, I'm having kind of a hard time hearing you, to be honest with you. And I know you're on your cell phone, so we're going to try to manipulate the sound so we can hear you better, because it's real hard to hear you, quite honestly. But so this Trans-Texas Corridor was officially put to bed in just June of this year. Boy, that's amazing.
It is. It surely is. And as you know how our government operates, though, when something becomes radioactive and the grassroots rise up against it, our government often just goes underground, renames it, and does it bit by bit in a different way. And that's essentially what's going on now. Rick Perry and the Texas legislature ensured that parts of this Trans-Texas Corridor will still be built. Certainly not the 1,200 feet wide swath, and it's certainly not going to have all of the modes of travel that were originally intended, as well as the pipelines and all of that. But they are doing it separately now. I mean, there's still the Keystone Pipeline that's still trying to come down to Texas. There's also the Trans-Texas Corridor 69 project. They don't call it the Trans-Texas Corridor anymore, but it's called Interstate 69 project. They're trying to still put that through. And frankly, they've got 14 Texas roads in this last legislative session that ended May 30th, and the law took effect in June. They are going to convert 14 different Texas highways into foreign-owned toll roads through these public-private partnerships. So they're really just taking away that controversial name, the Trans-Texas Corridor, and trying to do it in a backdoor way through these public-private partnerships, which we were effective in killing those in the last two legislative sessions. But now they finally got their way, because guess what? We had a Republican super wave hit Texas, and they got a Republican supermajority in the Texas House, and literally there was no way to stop Rick Perry's agenda once that happened. The grassroots rose up against it. We did everything we could do as far as due diligence on our end. We had an open letter to the governor and all of the Texas legislators and all of the House and Senate leadership, signed by over 100 grassroots groups here in Texas, many of the Tea Party. And they all said, we don't want these public-private partnerships. We don't want you selling off our roads to these foreign companies that charge us 75 cents a mile to take our public roads, and they did it anyway. So that tells you how tone deaf our politicians are to we the people, even here in Texas, where we consider it such a bastion of freedom and real freedom fighters down here, which we are, but our government is not listening to us. So we have a unique opportunity here, and I think it's probably this way in other states because of the census and redistricting. Here in Texas, every single one of our state legislators is up for re-election next election cycle. So we are on the hunt to find true freedom fighters to take these guys out. And that's what it's going to take. We actually have an opportunity to sweep house and sweep them all out at once, because they're all facing re-election at the same time. And what my message to your audience would be is beware and steer clear of Rick Perry, because he is a globalist. He talks a good game, he gives a great stump speech, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to his actions and his record, he's as anti-taxpayer and anti-freedom as you can get.
Well, I got to tell you now, I'm outside of Philadelphia, Terry, and there's a lot of people around here who have been sucked into the glamour of Rick Perry. He was out there praying with the masses, and so, of course, they all think, oh, wow, he's praying, he's one of us, and it's such a hustle. They don't do their homework. They don't examine who these people are. They just buy their lofty rhetoric. They're great snake oil salesmen. They are the best at it. And that's what they get sucked into. They think, oh, okay, he's praying. He's one of us, you know, and they don't bother to look at what he's been doing and who he really is. And actions speak louder than words. And I don't know what it's going to take, but, you know, I'll tell you what I tell people around here, Terry, that if you want the candidates to actually have your back, then you need to be the candidate. You need to step out of your comfort zone, and you need to step up to the plate, and you need to be the one who puts yourself out there on the front line to run for those offices. You know, I know a few people down in Texas. I'm sure you do too, Terry, who would be great, great, great candidates. You got to tap them on the shoulder.
That's what we're working on. We are working on getting real grassroots candidates to take out these legislators and politicians who don't listen to we the people. And Rick Perry's chief among them. And let me tell you about some other things about his record here in Texas. For those in your audience who may not know and who have maybe bought into the rhetoric and his, you know, great hairdo and his great stump speech but don't realize what this man really is about. He knows how to whip up the Republican base for a primary win. He is an expert at it, and he always goes to the religious right to do it, and he plays them like a fiddle. Meanwhile, he's got his hand behind his back, stealing every bit of your freedom, your money. He's growing government beyond what we can pay for here in Texas. And let me tell you about his record. Since Rick Perry has become governor of Texas, as you know, he's the longest-serving governor here, and certainly not because we really have wanted to keep him. It's because that's how weak his competition has been. And I guess people consider the devil you do know is better than the devil you don't. And that's pretty much what's ruled the day here. In his reelection campaign in 2006, he only got 39% of the vote and still managed to win and take office. We don't have a minimum, 50% minimum here in Texas. So that's how he squeaked back into office then. And that's because he has three opponents and it split the vote in the general election. So he is not a very popular governor here. And I know that there's actually been some reporters asking that question, saying, hey, you know, the people of Texas, all the polls say they don't want you to be running, and you're doing it anyway. And he said, oh, well, a prophet isn't accepted in his own town. Like somehow he invoked Jesus. that a prophet isn't, you know, except I just been believing. And I'm like, now I really know the guy has a messianic complex. He does think he's the Messiah. That he's from Obama. He honestly thinks this about himself. But here's what happened. When he became governor, we had zero debt for roads. Zero. It was called pay-as-you-go. If you didn't have the money in hand from gas tax to build the project, it didn't get built. We didn't borrow money for roads. Now, under this Rick Perry regime where they're trying to sell off our public infrastructure and, like, take out a second mortgage on our highway system, including even pulling existing roads, he wants to come in and do all this innovative financing, which, by the way, is code for subprime mortgage prices, Goldman Sachs, bankster stuff, that created that whole bailout mess. They're structuring these infrastructure deals the exact same way. Now, Texas, in just 6 years since they passed the first debt, we are $31 billion in debt in just 6 years under Rick Perry's watch. Then, also on his watch, state spending has nearly doubled, and that's above population and inflation. He has grown the size of government, and we are our pension funds are $20 billion in the hole. Our budget deficit going into this last biennium legislative session, we only meet every 2 years here in Texas, was a $27 billion budget deficit. And they balanced the budget, which he brags about all over the nation right now on his campaign trail. He's telling how we balance our budget on Live Washington. Well, let me tell you how Rick Perry balanced the budget. He did it with a counting gimmick and a bunch of tricks. For instance, their obligations to Medicaid and to the schools, they delayed payments into the next year's budget cycle so that they could get it off the current budget's books and call it balanced. That's the kind of nonsense and chicanery that you can expect from Rick Perry. He talks a good game, folks, but I'll tell you, his record says something different. He is no fiscal conservative. talk about his social issues and his record on that. Many of you might have read the Michelle Malkin article last week about his HPV vaccine, how he mandated that all sixth-grade girls in Texas have this very controversial, it was very new on the market vaccine, untested, essentially, for a sexually transmitted disease. These are sixth graders.
Right.
And it's a huge parental rights issue to mandate this. And this was after, then when it asked the legislature, said no way, and they overturned him, he got even more belligerent. So this guy really does think he's King Perry, that he's had this long-running reign like a king would here in Texas. He's basically sacked every commission and board of regents and every state commission and even many judgeships, and he just owns the place, and this is how he operates. He shoves everything down our throats without bringing it to the community people. In fact, we have no right of initiative referendum. We have no term limits on governor, and we have no ability to recall the guy. So this is why we've been stuck with him for all this time, because he has such a loss on power and has been doled out so many political favors with all of his corporate slush funds. It's been extremely difficult to take this guy down. And that's the other aspect of Rick Perry, is his corporate cronyism, his tendency to do this. He has more slush funds than I can hardly keep track of. It's the Texas Enterprise Fund, the Emerging Technology Fund. What these things do is they tax our existing Texas businesses and then give subsidies and freebies to attract new businesses to our state. So let's say you're Microsoft, you're Dell, or you're Toyota. You get to come into this Texas city and get a huge multi-million-dollar subsidy from existing businesses to say, hey, thanks for coming to Texas. Well, it's redistributing the wealth, folks. It's no different than what they do on social welfare programs. And I feel like it's even more insidious because they're giving it to people who don't need it. At least on social welfare, generally speaking, you're dealing with the poor. But we're talking about corporations who don't need to have multi-million-dollar subsidies from taxpayers. And most of the time we're finding the actual data here is showing that we're spending tens of thousands of dollars per job that those slush funds create, and far more than the actual salaries of those employees when they actually get hired. And then many times we've seen them pull up states and leave the state a couple years later when the gravy train stops. So really this is about corporate cronyism, and there's several other examples I could give, but that just gives you a flavor of the kind of guy this is. He's really like a Mitt Romney, no different. Just has a southern drawl and talks a good game about states' rights.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. He is a great wordsmith. He definitely is a master of manipulation, using words to suck people into his web of lies and deceit. You know, everybody outside of Texas, Terry, thinks that Texas has just got this wonderful economy. But when you think about how you just described how these jobs are being created using somebody else's money to make that happen, that's not so wonderful at all.
No, and we pay some of the highest homeowners insurance rates. We pay some of the highest property tax rates in the country. It is unbelievable. Then let's also remember this. Rick Perry passed the largest tax on business that, in my view, has ever been conceived around the country. It is worse than an income tax, folks, because this is a gross income tax. That means before you can make your net, you're getting charged a tax on your gross income before you can even deduct your payroll and your expenses. It's called the business margins tax because, of course, they try and cloak it in terms other than an income tax, because here in Texas we don't have a state income tax. They knew it would never fly with these people, so they came after businesses. They were spending too much on school, more than we took in, and they had this huge state Supreme Court crisis over it. The court ruled that the legislature had to come back in. To call a special session to try and deal with the school finance problem here.
Terry, hang on. Hold that thought, Terry, because we got to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there, everybody.
Michelle.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number, if you would like to join the show this morning, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And I want to say hello to all of the little stations around the countries that are picking up all of the programming coming from Republic Broadcasting Network. And a special hello to KHFX 1140 AM listeners who are in the Dallas and surrounding area who are picking up the signal. Welcome to hearing the truth, because we are redistributors of the truth. So you are going to hear stuff from this network that you're not hearing anywhere else, because the truth will set you free. So listen, if you're listening and you'd like to advertise your program or your product or your service on a great network where you have listeners from all over, then get in contact with Republic Broadcasting. RepublicBroadcasting.org is their web address, so go there, and there are all kinds of buttons there, contact info, who to contact, to do whatever you want to do. My guest this morning is Terry Hall. She is with a group called Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. Their website is texasturf.org. And when we went to break, Terry, you were talking about how all these corporations get the tax breaks, and then when the tax break money runs out, then they end up leaving Texas anyway. And the whole big lie, I guess I'd have to say, Terry, outside of Texas is everybody thinks, oh, Texas's economy is just this booming place unlike so many other areas of the nation, which, of course, are just ghost towns. And in reality, all they're doing, like you said, was just shifting the money from one pocket to another.
Absolutely. And really, we have, because of this reputation that our governor has put out there about Texas, and certainly we're doing a lot better than some states are doing, but our unemployment rate is actually rising now in Texas, since Rick Perry has been bragging about us for a couple of years now. And we've had such an influx of new people coming to the state, we actually have more people coming to the state to seek jobs than there are jobs to fill.
Yeah.
So now our unemployment is starting to rise here, and we're going to end up having similar problems to other parts of the country in short order. But let me tell you, a lot of these jobs that he's talking about are low-skill, low-wage jobs that in lots of ways are going to illegal. So this isn't necessarily the booming economy that he tries to make it out to be. Now, they've also had the huge benefit here in Texas, or we have here, the benefit of the oil and gas industry. And even in spite of all of that, we're starting to have an uptick in unemployment. So you can imagine that it's not like we're immune from all of the economic factors that are taking place around us. But let me finish telling you about this business margin tax, because some of these small businesses had a 400% increase in their tax bill once this bill got enacted at Governor Perry's leadership. And this is what he promoted as the way to fix school finance. It wasn't to cut spending to match revenues. It wasn't to make sure that the state is fulfilling its a constitutional obligation to provide public education for children. It was all about how we're going to go after businesses for the money, as if somehow when a business gets taxed, it doesn't hurt the employee or you and I, the consumer. We all know that when the business taxes go up, our taxes go up, or our cost for that good goes up. It just all flows down. It's this trickle-down economics theory. So the fact that that Rick Perry would go after businesses to bail himself out of their school finance issues is really telling. And this tax was so huge that it has destroyed many small businesses here. And guess who got the bailouts on that tax? Who got the exceptions and carve-outs? Well, it was, of course, the oil and gas industry and many of the huge brick-and-mortar corporations. Meanwhile, it's the small business owner, the little guy, that got squeezed by this new tax. And,
yeah,
of course, they don't have lobbyists in Austin or Washington. And these are the ones that are getting hit here. So Perry always finds a way to use taxpayer money to pay off his buddies that keep funding his campaign. But I'll tell you what, for your average small business owner and your average person eking out a living here, their property tax bill continues to rise and their paychecks continue to shrink. And we are in just as much trouble here economically as many are feeling around our nation.
Yeah, well, the real hustle, Terry, is the fact that everybody has been duped into believing that, you know, the streets are paved with gold down in Texas and, you know, hey, get Governor Perry elected as president and the streets will be paved with gold throughout the United States. And, of course, you know, you try to say to people, look at his history. Look at how he was going to dictate that people would have to have a vaccine. He would be the dictator and decide who was going to have it and who didn't have to have it. I mean, who wants someone in office who's going to be a dictator? Who wants that? Just on
well,
that alone.
And let's not forget, too, about the FLBS raid of that compound out in West Texas, where they removed 400 children from their parents without probable cause and no due process. I mean, you talk about a parental rights usurpation. That's the prime example right here. It was Child Protective Services run amok. And it turns out that only two children ever stayed in custody of the state that actually had any real issues of abuses going on. So out of 400, they only had two that actually remained in custody and had issues. So this is the kind of dictator that we have. He doesn't care about parental rights. He's not a social conservative. And he's certainly not a fiscal one. With the rate of growth of state spending and the amount of debt that he's delved our state into and balancing the budget on all of these accounting gimmicks and tricks. And in fact, they didn't really cut spending a whole lot, even in this last budget cycle where they had a $27 billion shortfall. What they did was they cut the increase that would have happened in the spending. If they had kept spending at the same level, they cut the increases in spending rather than actually making cuts to government.
Yeah.
And this is after they've more than or nearly doubled our state spending above population and inflation growth. So this guy is not the axe man, the hatchet man, like a Ron Paul is. He is not Mr. No to taxes. He's taxed businesses. And he's overseen this huge increase in property tax. In fact, people's property taxes here have been doubling about every 10 years. Now, if you think you can hang on to your house much longer under that kind of a scenario, think again.
Well, you know, Terry, let's talk about the number of illegal aliens that are in this country and the impact that that has on the economies, local economies, state economies, just in nationally. In general, I mean, I was involved in fighting against illegal immigration before I ever got involved in this whole UN Agenda 21 fight. And,
right.
You know, they've been saying that there's 12 million illegal aliens in this country. There's probably my estimation, my guess, I bet you there's somewhere between 30 and 40 million is the correct number, not the 12 million they've been claiming for probably at least the last 8 years they've been saying 12 million. And I beg to differ just looking at the hospital rolls and the school enrollment of kids who can't speak English.
Well, and that's one of the
Hang on, Terry. The cue music that I can hardly hear is our cue. We're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning, if you would like to join the conversation, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'd like to say welcome to all of the listeners on 1140 AM KHFX in the Dallas and surrounding areas. Welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. Welcome to hearing the truth be redistributed, because we are truth talkers on this network. Lies will not resonate here. You're only going to hear the truth, and it is the truth that will set you free. My guest this morning is Terry Hall. She is with a group entitled Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. Her website is texasturf.org. I will link to her website on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there and go to Terry's website and start reading lots of information on there. And when we went to break, Terry, I was talking about illegal aliens and the impact that they're having, not just in Texas, not just the crime that exists along the Texas-Mexico border, which, you know, you read about the people who are living like they're in a prison in their own home, the Texans who have to live in fear 24/7 because our government does absolutely nothing to defend our borders and make sure that the citizens of this nation are safe. They do absolutely nothing. Has Perry done anything to help?
Oh, not at all. And that is really the huge weakness in his right flank, and that is he is weak on illegal immigration. In fact, on Rick Perry's watch, he instituted in-state tuition at colleges and universities for illegal alien children. So what does that tell you about Rick Perry? He has spoken at La Raza and at some of these events before and said, we don't need an Arizona-style immigration law, which he got resounding standing ovation and a huge applause for him being this rah-rah cheerleader at La Raza events here in Texas. And it got very little media coverage. I mean, this guy is an open borders globalist. He wants the free flow of people and goods across our border, and he already sees us as a North American union because of how his policies have been implemented and how firm he is entrenched in those policies.
Yeah, and what does La Raza stand for? That group, La Raza means the race. So that group is not talking about all races. It is talking about their race and their race only, and that's what people need to keep in mind when they think about, oh, all this multiculturalism and all this crap that they're hustling. When you have a group that calls itself referring to only its race, that's the only race they're concerned about.
Absolutely.
Period.
And you know, when you talked about that HPV vaccine, I want to tell you something that's even more insidious than the dictator side of this is the fact that he signed an executive order to do that while the legislature was already contemplating a law on this, vaccine. They were already debating the issue. He bypassed the legislature, signed an executive order, and let me tell you why. He had this lobbyist who worked for him. It was Mike Toomey, who was his former chief of staff, who went to work for Merck, the drug company of Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine. And because of that cozy relationship of him being a former Perry staffer, he goes and signs this executive order on behalf of Merck, and Merck gives him a $6,000 check, a campaign check, within weeks of him signing this executive order. So that's the kind of guy that Rick Perry is. He bought and paid for, and he did the same thing on the Trans-Texas Corridor. A lobbyist for the Spanish company Cintra, who wanted the rights to the Trans-Texas Corridor, his name was Dan Shelley, had this lobbyist. He got a job inside Perry's office, got the development rights to the Trans-Texas Corridor given to his former employer, Cintra. Then after he does the dirty deed, he goes back to work for Cintra. It's the revolving door, and that's what you can expect out of Rick Perry. It's not going to be any different than what we've seen with Obama or Bush W or Bush the First or Clinton or anybody else. That's what's going on with this guy. He is a part of the establishment. He knows how to talk a good game and give a great stump speech. But let me tell you, he's toxic, and you don't want to have anything to do with Rick Perry as our president, and he's certainly not going to rescue us from the policies of Agenda 21 and this president currently, which is Obama.
Yeah, no, he's not going to do a damn thing. Terry, I'm looking on your website. What is this movie that The Truth Be Told? What is it that's linked to on your website?
Yes, please, please do tell people about that. Truth Be Told is a documentary film that's been made about our efforts here, about the Trans-Texas Corridor, about the privatization of our public infrastructure through these public-private partnerships that, by the way, also have massive public subsidies. So essentially, they're privatizing the profits and socializing the losses, which is exactly what the bank bailouts did to us. Well, this filmmaker, William Molina, who's from in San Antonio area, where I hail from, And he is a professional filmmaker. He's won, been nominated for Emmys as well as Academy Awards. He's worked with the History Channel and Discovery Channel. He's done very, very wonderful work before. But he took our cause under his wing, and at no pay to him, he just put together a series of documentary films, award-winning films, actually, because they've taken the top award at the Houston Film Festival before. And it's a fabulous documentary, very well done, about the Texans' fight against all this and against Rick Perry, frankly. And if you're interested in it at all, you can go to truthbetold.com. You can actually watch, he's got links to it. Most of it's up on YouTube now in 10-minute segments or something like that. And you can watch it all and see about our fight here in Texas and how belligerent this governor has been. And you talk about a dictator. He's converting our existing roads into toll roads, handing them over to foreign companies who are going to charge us 75 cents a mile to take our public roads and these sweetheart deals, and they're using our tax money to build the crazy things while these guys walk off with guaranteed profits, all while Rick Perry smiles and shakes your hand and tells you he hasn't raised your taxes.
Yeah, and he says he'll
fit. I mean, this is what it's out of the playbook of Agenda 21, as you know. This is how they're going to do it. Public-private partnerships are how they enact Agenda 21. They're going to herd us into the major cities because they're going to tax you out of your car and make it so unaffordable to drive. Only the elites will be able to use our roads. And they're going to put you in the cities and make you dependent on the government mass transit to ever get around. They're
Hang
taking
on,
away our
Terry.
Freedom to travel.
Exactly. Hold on, Terry. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 2 minutes, so don't go away.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to go to my website, there is a tab up there entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Tons of information I link to under that tab. And if you go to the face page of my website, you'll also see a ton of links to all kinds of websites, all related to stuff related to UN Agenda 21, which is everywhere you look. And Terry Hall, my guest this morning from the group Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom, her website, texasturf.org, she knows all about that stuff. Everything she's been talking about is really related to it in one way or another. You can't get away from this stuff.
You can't get away from UN Agenda 21 no matter where you look, can you, Terry?
You really can't. And you know what else passed this last legislative session? A horrible bill, and Rick Perry signed it, and it became law. And that is they're spreading the public-private partnership. It used to be isolated just to roads. Well, now they're spreading it to every other kind of infrastructure. Nursing homes, hospitals, our schools, telecommunication lines, you name it, our ports, mass transit, everything he's trying to sell off to these foreign companies. In fact, the company that wrote the bill, I found out, was Balfour Beatty, a British company. It wasn't even a legislator, much less a Texan, not even someone who's American, who wrote the legislation. And these guys are promoting this stuff and passing these bills, and now they're going to sell off our infrastructure to these foreign entities in sweetheart deals using our public money. In this bill, I tell you what, they're all without excuse because we personally handed out a bill alert on this to every single legislator before they voted on it. So they're all without excuse here in Texas, and of course the governor knew exactly what he was doing. And this bill literally has the taxpayer put the bill for the losses on any deal. So any losses that are incurred, we have to secure the private entity's debt. It's unbelievable. And, of course, this is a huge eminent domain and property rights issue. We've always had eminent domain for roads and for public infrastructure. But now the government's coming in and taking your land forcibly from you in the name of a public use, but then handing it to another private entity, a third party, of the government choosing. They get to pick the winners and losers now, and they give it to somebody else to develop your property. And what's really sickening about this is they might put up a city hall and call it the public infrastructure, but what they get, the private entity gets out of the deal, is they get the appurtenance or the surrounding property surrounding that public facility, and they get to put up concessions, kind of like airport and hotel food. And they get to lease out the public land for their own private gain. Well, why can't the original landowner benefit from being able to develop their property and put up a hotel or condos or a strip mall surrounding this city hall? It's absolutely insidious. It's a way to strip us of our private property rights, all while he tells you that this is a conservative way to fund our public infrastructure because they're privatizing it and a private company does things so much better than the government does. Well, they have all the talking points down, and they say, oh, well, why shouldn't they be able to charge a user fee, quote-unquote, to be able to get a return on their investment? And that's what they do. They put out these carrot sticks, and government gets an upfront payment from these private entities, or they get the right to collect a user fee or a toll or something from the land surrounding this public infrastructure, and they get to walk away with guaranteed profits. They even have non-compete agreements on the road deals where literally you can't build any free roads surrounding these foreign-owned toll roads to force people to have to take toll roads because you're going to have such horrible congestion on your free roads that you're going to have to pay that extra tax. So this guy really is bad news, and he's Agenda 21. He's about taking our private property rights.
Hang on, because we got to go to break. This is a quick one-minute break, so hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
The next round of the worst financial